During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Welcome back to the 85 South Show Backwoods Lounge here at One Music Fest, and we are sitting on the couch with the ladies of Black Girl Stuff.
Hey,
what's up?
The
what
hit
up,
show on Revolt TV.
Yes, you already know, and of course you know Carlos Miller. I'm Bree Renee, straight from the A.
Your girl Britt Hall, what up though?
It's your girl Tori Bricks, what's up?
Yeah, and today we backstage with Backwoods, but we kicking in the lounge outside of One Music Fest. Me and Lo's been doing exclusive interviews, and my girls from Black Girl Stuff were out here, so they was like, oh, we gotta pull up backstage with Backwoods, vibe out with y'all, so I'm like, let's go, let's kick
it.
Welcome to the trap on wheels. This is a mobile trap.
Right, that's most fire. Definitely.
It's a mobile, it's trap on wheels.
Right. And I thank you. You know we gonna pull up on you wherever, Brie.
You know that.
And we gotta say thank y'all, because y'all like, y'all gave us that razzle dazzle. You know
okay.
what I mean?
A little sprinkle,
yeah.
sprinkle.
That's yeah, because it's like they didn't even know that we was plugged in with y'all like that. And okay. now that y'all here, and they was like, oh, okay, yes.
It's up.
Yeah.
All right.
Revolt Backwoods situation. I see it. No, for sure. One Music Fest is lit today. It's so many artists performing. Jazzy just hit the stage, but
fire.
Who y'all excited to see?
I'm not gonna lie, I'm excited to see Lil' Kim. That's my girl. NYC, ooh, Brooklyn,
yeah.
big energy. I'm excited to see my girl.
Okay.
Right. Look,
you already know,
legend.
You said it, Britt, but you already know Janet Jackson.
Woo, the
yeah.
queen.
Miss Jackson if you nasty.
Miss Jackson if you nasty.
You know, I'm excited to see Janet, too. Who you want to see, Los?
I want to see all the legends. Because,
yeah.
you know, this is a two-day event.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to see a lot of dope performances. I would love to see Janet Jackson, that Michael little sister.
Woo.
Yeah. And then Lil' Kim.
Woo.
I know she gonna act a fool because she told you in the song. Yeah, she so, gonna throw shade know. If she don't get okay. paid.
For sure.
Well, you want like the army grenade.
And she got hits. And it'll just be dope to see her do her little Kim dance in real life.
Y'all know what's crazy is like actually, since we backstage, like we behind the main stage, so I kind of already had eyes on her, Lil' Kim in the building. So,
okay. Yeah. What up, Kim?
Yeah, we got the exclusives back here with Backwoods. I'm trying to see like how y'all think these artists like prepare for their show though, because I know it got like your nerves going crazy. Yeah. It's so many people. You hear the crowd already. People already performing. Like, yeah. I be trying to get in my zone.
You know what? I think it's a lot of mental preparation. Just like for all of us, when we're backstage on our shows and we getting ready to go out and like give our energy to people, I think it's just to take that moment by yourself and just woo, and then go out there and just give it out. Leave it on the floor.
I think it's your friends and the vibe that you got in your trailer. Because, like, you already put the work in throughout the week. So, at this point, it's like, yo, let's pray. Let's go out there with good vibes. Let's, like, turn up. Like, take a shot.
No, for sure. I was thinking that it's friends,
roll up
too.
Backwood.
Roll up a backwood. I was about to say, roll up a backwood.
Light a candle.
Yes, let's set the mood. No, but for
I feel
sure.
like as an artist, it might shock you, though. You know, you go through your process, your routine. Of, you know, your show, making sure you know the words. Because some of these songs, they don't perform in their set list.
Yeah.
So you might go out and you be overthinking it, and then once the crowd see you and you start performing that song, it might just take you to a whole nother level. Because you're like, I'm worried about the lyrics. They know the lyrics.
They know. Y'all sing it. Y'all go ahead.
Right.
I don't be wanting to sing the whole. I want to sing along with you, but I definitely, as an artist, want to see you sing the song.
Yeah.
But, like, see it. No, but I was back to what you were saying about, like, the friends thing and the vibe and the energy. Like, I feel like you cannot be, if you're a friend or somebody that's hanging out with an artist, like, you definitely got to be mindful of the energy that you bring it around beforehand. Mm-hmm. You can't be on the weird stuff.
Right.
You can't be doing too much. Yeah. Like, they say, scan the holes.
Yeah. Right. Bring the vibes to me, please.
Yeah, and be easy. Make that day as light as possible if you know they got a performance. Like you said, roll up.
Roll
right. Make yourself useful.
Turn some of this noise off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Don't be asking me all them questions. Figure it out.
Yeah, go grab your partner a sandwich or something. Okay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Look out. Extend yourself.
Yes, sure. I love that. Acts of service. We live for that.
This is my song.
Now, we were talking earlier, right before we started this, about how y'all let those guys come on the show and give bad relationship advice. When can I come on there and give some bad relationship
Listen,
advice?
Y'all, I told Carlos, I don't be listening to nobody. Listen, my biggest thing is show and prove. So I don't care what you talk about.
For sure.
Until you show some proof of what you actually do, Jesus could come sit right here. Let me see. Right. Let me see so it happen in front of my face. Facts.
Right.
What you say, Vittori?
Let them talk so we can see what they doing wrong.
Right.
I wanted to hear their side. I didn't want us to be arguing with them and telling them what they could do, because that's what they expected. They always expect the woman to be, I wanted to hear what y'all had to say. And they said a bunch of nothing.
Yes,
and you said it
absolutely.
On the man's side. So
now
that's
look.
Ladies, 1 point for us. Right.
Now, you know Bree got me watching black girl stuff.
I be making him watch
crazy,
black girl stuff.
Way too much.
Yes.
From the producer eye, from the viewer standpoint.
I love it.
And then, you know, we be starting to pick up on little stuff. Now, Britt, when y'all do have men on the show,
okay,
they be on you hard.
They do be on Britt.
They be on me. But I got a king, so I'm not even.
Period.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. How you navigate when you know you in the right and they still trying to put that pressure on you?
That don't mean nothing to me. It's all about respect. That's my number one thing. And I feel my man is securing me. As long as he know that what he got is safe, you can say whatever you want to say, bro. I done seen it, done it. I'm good.
So it's like this background. It's just a brick wall.
It's a brick wall.
No, for sure.
That's what I'm going to call you then. I ain't calling you Britt no more. Your new
name.
Your new name, Brick Wall.
That's it. I like that.
Brick.
I like that.
Make
them kind of try harder, too.
Yeah.
As you should. It's royalty, though. We're not playing them games.
Yeah, I love that. But you do always care. She be so poised. Because and you still,
cause you know,
I
don't even catch it until you point it out. And then
I be like, look at Brick. Come on, queen.
I be like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Nah, I love it, though. It's good energy.
They do be doing the most, though.
So, yeah, I'm a new fan of black girl stuff. Because now it just keeps popping up every time I turn my YouTube on.
I got it recorded on his DVR, too.
Look, oh, shit. When I record on a DVR, that's when you know you in a relationship. Babe, come
sit
down.
We got to catch you.
Come watch this, babe.
We got to
catch
you.
Come roll up. Come watch this.
Well, I want to ask all of y'all, since y'all here, what are some of y'all favorite moments from the show? Has y'all been there from the beginning? So what are some of y'all favorite moments?
Or
favorite episodes or things that you would like, this was crazy or awkward.
Well, one monumental for me was, I thought this was really dope because I'm a huge Whitney Houston fan. You know that. So when we got to actually go visit New Edition at their rehearsal, and then got to interview them, and I got to sit down with the Bobby Brown as a Whitney Houston fan. I was like, dope. And I ain't even mentioned Whitney, and he mentioned Whitney to me.
That was special.
That was a little thing.
I don't know. You know what, y'all? It's actually not anybody that's been on this show. I think it's just us, especially because I came in on season 2, and I was nervous, and I had never done anything with talk or TV. And they just brought, like, all the right energy. Because, you know, sometimes females be catty. You don't know what you're getting into. And it was just like my sisters, like, ooh, I love these women. They so down to earth. And they felt real. And for me, that was, like, made the show.
So,
It's us for me.
It's us for me. For sure.
Yes.
Now, the New Edition, for sure, that was lit. But just seeing how we're there for each other, it's like, it feels good to be able to confide in somebody and, like, laugh about shit and even grow confidence with somebody. I think that's the best one.
Yeah, I would say that because it's like you get to see, we all became friends through this, you know what I mean? And you get to see them grow and transition as a woman on camera and off camera. Like Tori really has come out her shell in this second season and being super vocal and really pop her shit like Tori Bricks pop her shit. So it was like, it was fun to see that transition in her as a coworker. It's like, okay, dope, I see you, let's go.
Yeah, hey, but I mean, I got two beautiful women speaking life into me.
Yeah,
we not gonna get mushy on y'all. Come on, what else are we talking about? Let's get spicy.
Yeah, let's talk about some spicy jalapeno. Yeah.
Well, we don't do spicy on the 85 South show. Like,
it don't got spicy on the 85 South show.
But we don't never have, like, no scandalous topics.
No,
or nothing.
It don't gotta be scandalous.
Not scandalous.
Well, I want to ask y'all this. This has been going crazy on social media. Like you said, y'all are all bad women. What do y'all think about the first date list?
Okay, I got something to say. The Cheesecake Factory, I feel like Shorty was tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Big shouts out to the Cheesecake Factory. They have never done me
for
wrong.
Real.
I like that dark skinned bread that they serving up there.
The drinks is drinking. You know what I'm saying? It's a vibe low key sometimes. And really, if somebody like you, they'll go wherever. We could go on a walk. We can go to the park. Like, I think people, you know what it is?
Add that to the list. I'm sure going on a walk would not be a good first date.
You could.
No, that's the best
time.
In the
park, it's fall. You can see the trees. You could talk, have great conversations.
I low key don't want you to take me nowhere.
You don't want to go to Cheesecake Factory, but you do want to go on a walk.
I'll go to Cheesecake Factory.
I'll go to Cheesecake Factory too. Gladly. Yeah. Cheesecake Factory got good food.
Yeah, but I feel like you could definitely, it's not about the amount of money spent on a date. It's about the amount of thought that went into the date.
Exactly.
That makes a good date. So I feel like if you know they don't eat seafood, then of course don't take them to a seafood restaurant.
Right.
But you could do little things that's not, or inexpensive, that's really thoughtful and would make a vibe.
For the first date?
For the first date. Whenever. And if shorty like you and you got good conversation and it's a vibe, maybe
that's
you got some backwoods.
Right. Treat
you
me
can
nice.
Kick it in the car. It don't really matter.
Fellas, you got to start gauging better on how much this girl already like you. That's the determining
the
factor.
That's a fact,
that's
Carlos.
What it is.
Yeah. That's it.
What you think about it?
I mean, I'm simple. So, like, a walk, I'm cool. You can take me to Cheesecake. Nigga, if I ate McDonald's, we could go eat McDonald's. Let's chill, picnic on the floor, McDonald's.
Those.
Roll up. Easy convo. It's a conversation because I want to get to know you. So, if you take me somewhere fancy, you're going to have to keep this up. So, don't be trying to do some shit you're not going to be able to do for the whole week.
Absolutely. Now, if we start off at Roof Chris is the standard.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Or whatever. Like, we could go up and down, but don't act like you can't.
Okay, now y'all got random women just walking up agreeing. We done started something. I didn't even see her. She was just like, talk your shit.
That's right. Nah, keep it simple for me, and then we'll elevate from there.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know. Make me, first impressions is everything.
You ain't want to go to no like Friday.
I'm saying make me remember it. Even if we was like in a car smoking backwoods. Like where we went though. We could have went up to the top of LA where the lights was at.
Yes.
Just like make it rememberable. I don't know where we going.
Thoughtful. That's what I said. It's the amount of thought
that
you put into it.
Whatever that is.
You gotta stand out.
Because Lil, to be honest,
well, we are not in LA, so Stone Mountain will have to do it.
Not Stone Mountain, then I'm be sweating and shit. See, there's certain shit I don't want to do. I don't want to go on a hike on the first date.
I would.
Yo, let me tell y'all
but
where
that's
we went
on my athletic
date,
girl.
Let
me tell
the first date, maybe the third
date. It was cute. So my first date, we went to a place called The Library in LA. I'm loud. We went to a place called The Library in LA. And it's like a bar, but
that's
it's like
cute.
Bookshelves all around us. And we got to talk. It's like wherever you can go and actually like.
That's cute.
Get to know the
that's
person.
Took me
yeah, that's cute.
That's fire.
You did all right. Whatever.
I feel like it doesn't matter, like I said, where you going, because me and Los was just talking about how we used to eat.
What was y'all first date?
Yeah, tell us
the tea. The first one, it was so long ago. I
mean. Man, we didn't have, keep it real, Lowe's. We did not have like an official like first date. Like we used to meet out, like just being in Atlanta and we would hang out. Like so it was like we already out, we might hang
that's
out, smoke
Atlanta
in a car.
Is,
or then like
yeah,
when we started dating, we was broken and I was in college. So we eating McDonald's. That's what I was just saying.
That's
we was just talking about
that.
We was eating dollar menu.
She loved it.
I was eating a mac chicken with mac sauce, okay? And
but that's real shit, what I said, McDonald's. As long as we converse and we laugh and I'm having fun with
we
you.
We had a good time.
Yeah, that's
basically,
not
that's all
that
matters.
But we did. We
date list should have
it
an age
on it.
It
was down the street.
Yeah. It was down the street.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Y'all heard me? So the date list should have an age on it. So it's like first dates for like college.
Right.
That makes
woman.
Sense.
You feel
I think this
absolutely.
Discussion
absolutely.
Would go a whole lot
yeah.
further
that
if people
like
would just be honest
see,
and be like,
answer.
I like you. I'm yeah. broke. I can't do all that extravagant shit this week.
Be honest.
What you yeah, said, the guy should just say that up front.
Yeah, just say it. Like,
yeah,
bro,
be
look,
honest.
You beautiful. I'm not about to do all of this. I'm fucked
it's
up
coming,
this
babe.
Week.
I got you.
But I like you.
Right.
Stay right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't take you to buy this expensive food.
Not
but
yet.
If I didn't do it, what would you have ate today? Let me take you
ooh,
there.
Ooh, energy. Yeah. Okay.
What would you was going to eat already? What
right.
would you... It's Wednesday.
What would you going to
you knew you was going to stop and get Chipotle.
Right.
Why I can't
why
take
can't,
you to
right.
Chipotle?
Why can't pay for your
absolutely.
Chipotle today? And you
absolutely.
Can get a margarita.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I know a man is cute. Supposed to come and upgrade your life, but sometimes I need to come and meet you on your level, too.
Yeah.
Talk your talk.
Like, you like Wendy's Nuggets.
Right. You can
I know
get two
this
might,
right.
The first date don't start until I get my check.
Okay.
But
okay.
I want to holler at you Wednesday.
Yeah.
We can't go do nothing Wednesday. You like that little soup from Panera?
Yeah, I do.
Let a nigga buy you a soup.
Wait,
wait,
he's my shit.
Yeah, he can't buy you a soup.
We can have a soup. A
you
soup and a smoothie.
And you know what?
Time.
I think
right.
enough,
about the money.
Men
right.
don't. Men don't take advantage of the daylight. See, when you start taking women out at night, that's when shit get expensive.
Yeah.
You need
okay.
to take advantage of shit to do while the sun
yeah, get
out.
Ready for
day
get ready for
man, day,
day
dates.
You need to go on day dates.
Man, you better take that girl
but you
to
get
the
way
aquarium.
More creative. Right, you could get way more creative, but that's expensive. The aquarium is like $200 a ticket.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Whether or not your family gives gifts during the holidays, you get to define the gift you give yourself. And the holidays are a great time to do that. Taking care of yourself is the pathway to fulfillment and to high performance in work and in life. And just as importantly, it's a gift to others. So whether it's by starting therapy, going easier on yourself during tough moments, going fishing, or treating yourself to just a day of complete rest, remember to give yourself love this holiday season. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and to switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. In the season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/85Lounge today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/85Lounge. BlueChew.com and go get you some so you can make love to your lady for a long, long time. Oh, what's up? What's up, fellas? It's that time of year again. With the holiday season approaching, we want to make sure you get the present that really matters. Yeah, the gift that keeps on giving. That's right, Blue Chew. Blue Chew can increase your confidence and give you that little boost in the bedroom. You feel me? You feel me? The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex, so go to BlueChew.com to discover all your options. Just chew it and do it. And we got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew for free. That's right, for free, when you use promo code 85LOUNGE at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code 85LOUNGE, that's L-O-U-N-G-E, to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more important safety information and details, and we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
You can get some...
like a matinee.
Some Groupons or something. They be having little...
You gotta be creative.
Little Wednesdays. You can go when the school go or something. Okay. Okay. And be like, yeah, they let that sit in. Because the kids in there.
You can't take me out in the daytime because I want to go to the mall. I want to go to the aquarium. Then I want to get something to eat. And then be after that, I'm be hungry by the time you drop me off. So we're going to end up going to dinner anyway.
That sounds like fun, bro. That sounds like a fun day.
I got a routine. So right, let's just go out at night. One-stop shop.
Is there a such thing as a first date that's too extravagant? Like, now you're doing too much.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
meet no family on the first date.
Yeah, me neither.
Don't introduce me to nobody in your family. I don't know you like that.
What if we out and I just run into, like, my auntie or something? Y'all at the aquarium, too, on a Wednesday?
We got to hang with them the whole time?
Don't set it up like that. But if it's a happenstance, okay.
Yeah, you can't control that. That's cool.
What's y'all know goes for first dates? I feel like sometimes, though, if the more or extreme extravagant a guy is going, he kind of full of shit.
He's trying to do too much.
He overcompensating. Like, you can go out your way, but, like, it's almost like that love bombing stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, okay.
Yeah, that might scare me because you're doing all this. It's like, what you trying to
pull?
It's almost like you're trying to force yourself instead of you being authentically you. It's like you're trying to force...
a connection.
So I'm gonna get scared and run. You start doing too much, I'm gonna be like,
When it come fast, it go fast. No thanks.
I'm still taking it though.
He said I'm still taking it.
Let me ask y'all women. Nobody ever asked y'all this. Hypothetically, in a hypothetical world, we living on the alternate reality. If you had to pay for the first date, what would be your price range? You have to pay for the first date.
It can't be over $350.
Really? So $350.
Damn, I'm a trick.
What would you say?
Because where are we going to eat?
I was gonna say $500.
I almost said $500 is a lot.
But we might have drinks. That's like that. Like if we have a couple rounds of drinks, that's $150.
What would you say, Tori?
Food is another $350. I don't really got a price because like I want to do something he remember.
Yeah,
you gonna remember me.
This
is in girl money now.
I'm coming with at least $500 to spend.
But if
the vibe is right and we just keeping the night going, or we like let's go to the club, or if I'm paying for shit, ain't nothing we can't do.
Talk your shit. If you spend money, they gonna spend more.
Yeah, but it gotta be that type of energy.
Y'all just gave me the perfect solution to this conundrum.
What is it?
Women should start paying for the first date.
Absolutely not.
Listen, I'm gonna say realistically $350 because I don't know if I really like you yet. We gotta get into this, but like Bree said, as the date advances, then if I'm open,
Your limit advances.
But I'm not coming into this open.
Okay, I gotta ask y'all
this.
Too good. I gotta ask. So like on the date, are y'all like keeping up a little bit in your mind with the tab?
Hell no.
I'm doing it because you're making me do it. You gotta know what your limit is.
But you gotta say that because men don't say that, and that's the problem. You'll sit here and let me order the lobster. No, you ain't gotta let me. It's a date.
Okay, but how y'all feel about old girl or women like that girl who went and ate like 48 oysters?
She ate 48 oysters.
Like, that was so tacky.
That was disgusting.
Your stomach finna be tore up.
I would have been looking at her like, sis, even pay for this. You can't eat like this on a regular day.
She does. That's why I'm asking y'all, because like this is her standard. She said if she was out by herself, she would have did it anyway.
I ain't gonna lie, on the first date, I'm probably, and maybe because I'm a greedy bitch, but I'm probably not gonna eat as much as I normally would even eat.
No,
right,
I ain't gonna eat as much as I would get down, like if I was with my homegirl.
She could have ate.
Like 10. Me and my homegirl gonna order everything we want. And you're right, I got it. I can afford that. So I might not even eat really all of this. We just tasting shit and we running it up. But if I'm on a first date, I'm gonna keep it cute because
be a little
I don't
dainty,
want you to think like, damn, baby girl, show can't put it away. They gotta just gobbling shit down.
Listen, I'm not doing all of that.
Now you don't have to worry. Like I wouldn't say eat 48 oysters, but men appreciate when a woman eat all her food.
Yeah, eat all your food.
That it's cute and all that to like only eat some of it, but eat all that shit. We bought it.
Yeah, but 48 all right, is a little
we gotta
wild.
Wrap this
crazy
up.
Yeah, 48 is excessive.
Well, we appreciate the ladies of Black Girl Stuff stopping through here. Y'all drop y'all social media. Let them know where they can find this show.
Yes.
Keep up with y'all and keep the conversations going.
Yeah, thank y'all for stopping by,
yes,
coming and checking on me.
Us. Yes, our baby girl.
Yeah, I love you. And yeah, make sure y'all follow Black Girl Stuff at Black Girl Stuff on all social media, Instagram, TikTok, at Revolt TV as well. Black Girl Stuff airs every Tuesday night on cable. You can check us out on cable. We syndicate it.
Okay. Let's go.
Every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. on Revolt.
Yep.
And y'all want to shout out y'all personal Instagrams?
At LeyHoneyB, LeHoneyB, the letter B. That's where you can find your girl, Britt Hall.
Tori Bricks, TORIBRIXX.
All right, Backwoods Backstage.
85 South Show. We out of here.
Thank y'all.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.